Now we come to verse 18 here, and we have inserted here in the rest of this chapter Christ's suffering preached by the Spirit in Noah's day. This is a very controversial section. Believe me, Simon Peter really moves us into a corner many times here in his first epistle. Verse 18, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit," by the Holy Spirit. It's important for us to see that he became a human being, and it was in his humanity that he died on the cross. He died on the cross, and it was the Holy Spirit that raised him from the dead. And we will come back to that later on in the next chapter. Verse 19, "By whom also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison." Now, this has been a misunderstood passage of Scripture. Now, the important word in this entire incident that's recorded is verse 20 and the little word "when." Who at one time were disobedient. Now, he went and preached to the spirits in prison. When did he speak to them? All right. When once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah while the ark was preparing, in which few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. Now, the spirits of those who were destroyed in the flood were in prison. They had gone into Sheol. They were waiting for judgment. They were lost. But Christ did not go down and preach to him when he died on the cross. He preached through Noah when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah. For 120 years, this man Noah preached the word of God. He saved his family, but no one else. They wouldn't believe him, you see. And that's when the Spirit of Christ was preaching through Noah. And that's interesting to know, that it was the Spirit of Christ who spoke through Noah. And it was in Noah's day. But at the time Christ died, those were in prison. And the thought is that Christ's death meant nothing to them, just as it means nothing to a great many people today, which means they'll come into judgment. Now, verse 21, "The like figure under which even baptism doth also now save us." Now, what baptism is that? Not water baptism. This is the Spirit's baptism. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is real baptism, and the water baptism is ritual baptism. Now, I believe in water baptism. I believe in immersion, by the way. And I was an ordained Presbyterian minister for many years, but I immerse more people than I've ever sprinkled, I can assure you that. But the important thing here is to see that it's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's what puts you in the body of believers, the like figure, under which even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, not just water. That won't put away the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is a faith in the resurrection of Jesus Christ that brought the work of the Holy Spirit into your life and regenerated you. Now it says, speaking of Christ who's gone into heaven, he's on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. And you and I, little sinners down here, can come to him, accept him and receive him, and join that great company of the redeemed, baptized by the Holy Spirit into the body of Christ because he's raised from the dead and is at God's right hand today. Until next time, may God richly bless you, my beloved.